This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour, you're listening to the DJV Show. You can follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, or the individuals who are a part of this program at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C Schillen, two L's, two N's, and at Doug Steffen, one N. That's it. Facebook.com, more important now than ever before, /DJV Show. Help yourself to all of that. Some people get their news from Facebook. It's interesting because the Press Association in England has decided they think robots ought to write the news. What's the most important, most significant story of the day, and how can we get the real story, the facts? Maybe the fact that people who are now so invested in the news business have the feeling that they need to tell everybody how they feel. They need to let everybody know, this is my opinion about something. So the only way to get beyond that is to have a robot write the news. How about that?
The Google, a terrible idea, actually.
Digital News Initiative. Right? It's called the Google. Leave it to Google. The Press Association in England building a service called Radar, which stands for Reporters and Data and Robots. As the name suggests, Radar will use reporters and open data sets to help robots write 30,000 news stories a month. So is this really a robot or is it a computer? It's not a being, per se. If you put information, well, I guess I would want to know how it observes. This is wrought with all kinds of stuff. But I want to know how it would, for example, over the most interesting part of the business with the G20 summit and the president going very focused on what will he have to do with Mr. Putin. I thought the nicest part was to watch the president as he got on Marine One. Did you see the video of him? The Marine's hat had blown off. President reaches great. Over, picks it up, puts it on his head, and it blows off again. So as he came into Andrews Air Force Base coming back from the summit, I thought it was kind of cool to see that, and it humanizes him. Not my job, as I've said many times, or any of our jobs, to be an apologist, but there's a human side to all, even Ted Cruz. If you want to lose, vote for Cruz. He has a human side. Everybody does. We all have a human side, and we tend to dehumanize. I think the news dehumanizes people. Do you think or not? And then do the robots, because they aren't human, do they really give us a chance? Do we want the human side of the news or do we want to dehumanize? That's really kind of the question here, isn't it?
Well, I think anybody who has fame and notoriety in some way gets, I think you're desensitized to them. They don't feel like your neighbor or they don't feel like you're a person,
right.
you know, somebody that you know. So I think you lose a sense, a shred of empathy, I think, in dealing with people that we hear about a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Empathy. They become very two-dimensional and it's very easy in any, it doesn't matter who it is, it's a politician or a celebrity or whatever, it's like the social media thing when people make snarky comments and people are bullies online and things like that. Mm-hmm. It's because there isn't, you don't see the human being on the other end of it. It's just a two-dimensional cartoon flat Stanley, and that's part of the problem
in
the world we live
about
in.
Him. How many people remember flat Stanley? That's about, what, 15? Years ago, when he was big, or is Flat Stanley still big?
My little cousins are doing it now.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What are they doing?
They, you know, Flat Stanley travels around. They take pictures of him in different, you know, places in front of the Eiffel Tower or whatever.
Right. We had it. First trip, I think it was the first trip I ever took to Israel. Flat Stanley came. And there were pictures of Flat Stanley everywhere. It
yeah.
Really, I'd never even heard of Flat Stanley before that. Mm-hmm. But the person doing it was doing it for her niece.
Right.
It was kind of cool. It's a silly little thing like that, but helps you to understand what's going on. Sometimes the silliest things like that help you to get a better grip on what's going on. Anyway, meanwhile, back to this, to the robots in the news. Apparently, if I understand this correctly, there is artificial intelligence, but the data gatherers will be real news people, and then they'll feed the info to the... So what's the point, then?
Or it's an algorithm, maybe, that's probably programmed for certain buzzwords to pick up stuff, maybe from the Associated Press. I'm not really sure.
So overviews, Reuters, Associated Press, or any of the news agencies. It monitors
right.
it.
Whatever's coming off the wire, yeah.
Yeah. So back again to what does it save or what does it give you that you don't already have?
Well, it should take people's opinion. Yeah, I mean, is it taking right. opinion out of it?
Yeah. I think it is, yeah. It's just yeah. whatever the factual thing is that's coming across, like, you know, whatever news source they're using.
Yeah,
so it takes away all the editorializing.
I have 14 different news sources that I use, all the way from the network newscast, CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox, that sort of thing. I have the AP and Reuters. And the first thing that jumps out on the AP site today is analysis. This before there's any news. The top line, analysis. Among allies, Trump remains an unpredictable force. That's not news. That's somebody's opinion. How do they know whether Trump is a predictable or unpredictable force or what his relationship is with these people in the G20? But yet that's the first thing there, more important than any other information about what factually was discussed with the Russians, for example, what factually was discussed with Ms. Merkel. The other thing that became obnoxious to me, see if you agree or disagree, the big to-do out of the posting of Ivanka Trump sitting in her father's seat for a moment at the summit. You'd think the world was collapsing.
I thought it was a lot funnier when she kicked him under the table. Yeah. That was what I thought.
Why did she kick him under the table? What was he saying?
He said something that she didn't like, and she gave him a kick under the table to knock it off.
So? That's kind of cute. I love that.
I think it's great.
Right.
And I don't care if she's sitting in her father's seat. I don't like him at all. I make no bones about that, but I don't care if she's sitting in her father's seat. That's ridiculous to make that a news item.
Don't you think that I had this conversation with somebody on Saturday. I had some friends here. Matter of fact, the former president of my alma mater, Dominic DiTavio, and his wife, Lizette, were visiting. We went to breakfast, and we were chatting about this. And he is a Buckeye, went to school there, ran a couple of colleges there, and then is running the Texas A&M College. I've been down to visit him. And we broadcast from there, Jennifer. You haven't, but I've been there. Matter of fact, the morning Jewel was the co-host, was in
right.
the studios of that college.
The morning Jewel is a great name for a radio show, by the way. Just
it is. You're yeah. right about that. So anyway, he was here visiting, and we were talking about what's going on in Texas. And he was very interesting how he put everything into perspective. There are 1,500 people a day moving into Texas a day. The Austin, San Antonio region, there are other, Houston, I can't imagine why anybody would live in Houston, frankly, I don't care, I do get Austin and San Antonio, and apparently the traffic has gotten so bad there, most of Austin is filled with people who want to move there from California, so it looks like a mini California.
I have three friends who were transferred from California, though, because
really?
Google and Facebook and... There's another one. They all opened campuses in Austin. Yeah. And so
I wonder why they did that. Let's
they
think,
all got
why
moved.
Would California uh-huh. go and relocate to Texas?
Could it
be more
Texas.
Favorable? Tax structure, perhaps?
Oh,
maybe?
You think that's it? Uh-huh. So anyway, we were talking about...
But there's a huge influx. You're right, though. Austin was not prepared as a city for the influx of people because it's traffic jams everywhere.
Yeah.
The people have to move further and further outside of the city to get affordable housing. I mean, they weren't prepared.
On the show that I do in Southern California, we've done a couple of times over the last several months, is this enough to make you leave California? And I cannot tell you how the call lines get flooded with people saying that they're moving out of California because of taxes, gas taxes, property taxes, small business tax, whatever it might be. And it's ridiculous because you have people on the line who say, I love California. We love California, but we just can't live here anymore. And the top spot, I mean, you hear Montana, Arizona, Nevada, but Texas is definitely the place getting most of the Californians that are leaving.
Well, if you get away from the coast, let's say you go 20 miles inland, especially if you're in the southern up to the central, before you get to the agricultural zone, there's nothing there but desert. Why would you want to live there? And you go to, and I say this lovingly to your friends in Bakersfield or San Bernardino, why would you want to live there? There's nothing there.
Well, I don't know about Bakersfield because I haven't spent a lot of time there. But as far as Victorville and the Inland Empire and Riverside, it's now just part of L.A. There are no empty spaces anymore. Everything is connected. It's just longer commute.
And take the 10 and head out toward the 15. And
it's totally populated.
Yeah.
It's Pomona, it's everything. I mean, really, if you're saying why live there because there's nothing there, that's not the case anymore. They actually have access to malls and retail and nice restaurants. I mean, it's just burning up out there.
But that's it. It is burning up out there. There's nothing recreational that you can do or nothing. There are malls. It's wall to wall.
Malls and retail.
Yeah.
You can get to the mountains. You're still close to the beaches. I mean, it's still, believe me, you pay a little bit less money than living in the, like, in Santa Monica, but still, you're close to stuff.
Probably a lot less.
You'd be surprised. The house prices in Riverside, because Riverside's a pretty desirable area now, the median rate's like $1 million.
Really? Riverside?
Yes. Yes.
My God, I had no idea.
I think Doug needs to drive further than Santa Monica next time he's in LA.
But I wouldn't live out there because it's too far away from the kids.
Right.
And there's nothing there. You know, the attraction for me in California is the weather, my children, and being close to the ocean and the energy
that's
there. 19 past the hour, the DJV show.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Yeah,
If there's a toxic chemical, biological gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off, plus free shipping.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Someday, when I'm awfully long, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight.
Wow. Goldie, oldie, goodie, goldie, yes, rusty record, bigger records. Not. It's New Music Monday. This is the voice, Valentinetti. Is that how you pronounce the name? Valentinetti?
Sal Valentinetti.
Valentinetti.
Valentinetti, yep.
Sal Valentinetti from his debut EP, The Voice. He was a finalist on America's Got Talent, was Heidi Klum's Golden Buzzer contestant, and a fan favorite. Sal Valentinetti.
Valentinetti.
Valentinetti. Next
yes.
Valentinetti. Now that you're married to an Italian, I don't know.
Now I know all this stuff.
All these names. Valentinetti. So it's called The Way You Look Tonight. This is sort of like Steve Terrell or Harry Connick or who else is around. This is a Tony Bennett kind of a thing, right?
Yeah. He definitely has that. He's young, but he has that old soul kind of thing to him.
Buble.
Yep, a little bit. Yep,
the standard
of that.
Coming back, a lot of the stuff that is considered the American, great American songbook. This would be one of those. Yeah.
I give Tony Bennett a lot of credit for bringing it back.
All right, crank this up, Kara, for a second.
I love you and the way you look tonight.
Music, we should have a thumbs up, thumbs down. All right, ladies, thumbs up for that. Thumbs down.
Thumbs
what?
Up.
Thumbs up. Yeah, thumbs up.
Thumbs up. All right, that's one out of three. Next song is from somebody called Haim. Not Lost.
Haim.
But just Haim. That's from the...
not a fan.
This is a group of ladies. How many? Three?
Three sisters. Yeah. Yep.
Three sisters in real life.
Yep.
Something to tell you the name of the album. Here's Watch Your Back.
Just know that I want you back.
Another good pop song. Give this a thumbs up. What about it, ladies?
This is a thumbs up for me. I haven't been a fan of them in the past, but this is a thumbs up.
Never heard of them before, but I like this. What about Jen Jen?
Ham and Eggers, thumbs down.
Really? You don't like
them? Do you just not like them as a band, or do you really not like the song?
You know what? To use the words of my millennial friends, sort of basic. There's nothing special about this.
Wow.
I can see, where you get that.
There's something in this sound, though, that, Jen, I feel like, I don't know, is it like a Wilson Phillips thing?
Oh, bite your tongue.
Right? There's something like that, though, that it's reminding me of.
I would say a lot of their songs are kind of 80-ish, kind of have that vibe.
Yeah.
But I could just hear this song, and I'd be like, oh, that's a song by, And I would never think of that. Like, there's just nothing distinguishing about it.
So that's a thumbs down, you're saying?
Yeah, totally.
So when I saw this, I thought, this is how I do association. If I were to have to learn lines, this is how you learn lines. I thought immediately of Corey Haim.
Haim. Are you talking about the child star that I used to crush on in the 80s?
Yeah.
How is his last name spelled the same way, though?
Same way. Yep.
Spelled the same, but yeah, these guys are Haim.
Yeah.
All right, so there, word association. Next, the new music variety for Monday, Rhonda Vincent and Daryl Singletary from a new album called American Grandstand, Above and Beyond. What do you think of this, Jen Jen? Crank this up, Kara. First time the two have been together.
Yes, I give you love.
That Daryl Singletary is a ball player. That's Daryl Strawberry.
Right. You know, I like Daryl Singletary a lot. I used to like him. He's been gone off the scene for a long time, so I'm glad that he's coming back. I would say for this, and I'm just hearing it for the first time, so maybe it would grow on me. I like it. I like his sound. I'm not sure I like her sound.
Yeah. All right, there it is. New Music Monday at 28 after the hour.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Are your pets going through a midlife crisis? You know, although dogs and cats don't have the opportunity to do anything as drastic during a midlife crisis as getting a divorce or dyeing their hair or buying themselves a brand new Porsche, many dogs and cats do suffer. The problem generally doesn't crop up until the dog or cat is 3 or 4 years old. Remember, not so long ago, he was an adorable puppy or kitten, the center of attention. People took him on special family outings and vacations and praised him profusely every time he responded to a command. Took him to the vet twice a year for checkups and shots and showered him with gifts, love, and attention. Then this pet became a fixture in the house. The owners had other interests, and after a few years, the novelty of having a pet wore off. The daily walks became shorter, there were fewer of them, and the old rawhide bones and worn-out toys were never replaced. The visits to the vet and the groomer were neglected. Pretty soon, the animal was left on his own devices with no one to play with, no one to care whether he was there or not. Remember, as our pets get older, they need the same attention that they got when they were younger. So please, please don't let your pet go through midlife crisis. I'll more next time.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Oh, it's on Summer Right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealers.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Experience. Hi, I'm Doug. There's Jennifer over there, and Victoria, Tara, all here to support you, making your day a little bit better and brighter. Sometimes people say this is an escape from the troubles of their daily lives. They listen to us and they ascend into the embrace of the feelings that we all like to have when we think we're not where we really are. Remember as a child you had a treehouse? How many people had a treehouse when you were a kid? Yes? Nobody?
No.
Nobody here had a treehouse?
I always wanted one, but no.
Me too.
Really? Wow, they're fab.
Like I don't think I knew anyone who could build one that people wouldn't die from.
If you see the movie, the book of is it Book of Harry? Book of...
Henry.
Henry, thank you. There's a treehouse that's just... beyond the beyond. And I was thinking about that as we were watching the movie, how it's like a bird being in a nest. You feel safe. Last night I was visiting a farm. I delivered a load of hay to a fellow in the next town. And it was, I don't know.
Did you say, hey?
8 o'clock. And a very, very interesting fellow. He's created a little farm for himself in a town called Dover, which is outside of Boston. It's a pretty affluent town. And he's, the people in town don't quite know what to make of him, kind of like the people here in my town don't know what to make of me having cows. He doesn't have any cows, but he's got an interesting sort of array of animals, ducks and geese and chickens and cows, a few cows anyway. So I go into his barn with him, and I see a chicken with three ducks. And anybody who knows anything about chickens and ducks, you don't see chickens and ducks together. They just don't pal around together. But the chicken had become brooding, and she needed something, so he had three duck eggs. He put the chicken, or actually, not a chicken, it's a hen. Chickens which eat, hen lays eggs. So he puts the hen, puts these eggs, and the hen hatches these ducks. Now the ducks think the chicken is their mother. And the mother thinks the chickens, I mean, the ducks are her offspring. It really pretty interesting. You go to reach for the ducks, and the chicken comes after you, pecking, because she thinks the ducks are hers. She can't quite figure out why the ducks, there's a water bowl in there, and the ducks are sitting on the water bowl. I think she's having a hard time with that. But it was really kind of an interesting twist on how Mother Nature works. But I give you that as an example of how we get so rigid in our ideas. And then there's an exception to every rule. The chicken raising the ducks is not exactly what you would expect, but it's kind of a neat thing. Anyway, we were walking around his place. I was looking at all of the water and the beauty that is part of this time of year. I'm very fortunate to live in a place that has lots of foliage. And then as I'm driving back to my house, I'm thinking about oxygen and how the photosynthetic process works. I'm looking at all the, how many people drive along and look at the trees and think, oh, let's see, that's the photosynthetic process. But it is how it works. It's kind of a fun thing to embrace. This is for parents when you're driving along with your children, instead of just trying to ignore them or not have them know anything about what's around them, talk to them about the photosynthetic process. Look at those trees and what they do for life. Did your parents ever do that with you, ladies?
Silence. I don't know.
I always love asking these questions. And what comes back is...
Well, I don't know about the photosynthetic process.
Yeah, not in a scientific way.
Questions, yeah, they would answer them, I think.
Yeah. Well, do they understand the photosynthetic process, or do they have to listen to me explain through the value of
mine? My dad spent a lot of summers on the farm, so I'm pretty sure he kind of gets it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think your father does get it. All right, speaking of getting it, the Secretary of State, Mr. Tillerson. It's not Tillett, it's Tiller, right? Tillerson.
Tillerson.
Said he was stunned. This I find, I don't normally get into these, but I find this amusing. It's kind of like President picking up the Marine's hat. So apparently, Trump begins the meeting with Putin by saying, I want to get right to this. Did you do it or not? The rest, the diplomats are sitting around looking at each other, and he was referring to whether the Russians hacked the election or not. He was leaning over toward Putin. Okay, did you do it or not? And so apparently, well, the Russians have a different account of how the conversation played out. Tillerson told the reporters that Trump and Putin had a robust and lengthy exchange about it. Putin vehemently denied Russian involvement. Later said the U.S.-Russian relationship was too important to move, not to move forward from last year's events. It's unclear whether the Trumpsters plan to penalize Russia for the actions or not, but sanctions weren't discussed. It was just to look at the expression on both of their faces as Trump leans over and says, so did you do it or not? I just find that, I don't know, everybody's also worked up about it. I suppose it has ramifications, but...
Well, so many of the president's critics were saying that he'd be too afraid to even ask about it. So I think the fact that Yeah, I think the fact that he opened with it, whether it was diplomatic or not, was probably a good thing.
Well, I don't know that we think that Trump's a great diplomat, do we?
Right. I don't think we hired him to be a great diplomat, actually.
No, I don't think so. Anyway, so he said afterwards, I strongly pressed President Putin about Russian meddling in our election. He denied it. I've already given my opinion. I guess this was a Twitter post. Huh? Now it's time to move on. So, are we ready to move on? Da-da-da-da-da! Yes, no? Maybe?
Yes.
I'm ready.
All right. So, let's move to something that I find interesting. I find everything interesting, but some things are kind of like being a member of the... Well,
that's something you say when you get paid by the word.
I know. Yeah, I don't find politics interesting anymore. It is not on my. I just don't. I just find it annoying, so I don't go.
Agreed.
But to have a consensus, and that's basically what this is all about. When we think about what's taught in schools, how many of you parents are involved in the education of your children? That is helping them do their homework, helping them in understanding what goes on in class, helping them pick their courses when they get to junior high school. Jennifer, did your father and mother help you pick courses, or did you pick courses on your own when you got into the elective areas?
I usually picked them on my own.
Yep. What about you, Kara?
Yeah, same as Jen.
Yep. Victoria?
Electives, sure. That was just whatever I was interested in.
Really?
I did well in stuff I was interested in. Stuff that I wasn't interested in, I did not do well in. So yeah. I think my parents were just, like, happy if I picked something that I was interested in because they knew I would do well in it.
Mm. Well, there's an interesting pilot program going on for parents and for children. If you live in Florida, you don't like what's being taught in the schools. There's a new law there that lets anybody challenge teaching and reading material used in public schools. This can be good. Or it could be bad.
Yeah,
if it's individual, but if it's an individual thing, that's fine. If you use your influence to keep other people from having access to the stuff, I don't buy that. Now, this is how originally the law only allowed parents to file a complaint. Now that privilege has been extended to all residents, whether you're parents or you're not. Material can be challenged on three different grounds, somehow pornographic, inappropriate for the grade level, or not suited to student needs and their ability to comprehend the material presented. What the heck does that mean?
Now, if you're not a parent, I mean, should you have a say in what other people's children are learning? I don't know the answer to that. That really is a genuine question.
Well,
I don't know how I feel about that.
What are you?
Yeah, because to a certain degree, it affects everyone, because at some point, your kid's going to graduate, and then they're going to enter the workforce, or they're going to be involved in that community. And so you can say, I guess maybe you should have some influence over what they're learning, because eventually what they're learning is maybe going to affect everyone in the community. But I don't know. It just makes me nervous. You know, the whole pornographic thing, is that going to affect what's taught in health classes? I feel like health classes are already so limited in what people learn, and people aren't learning enough about sexual health and reproduction and how to be healthy and safe. And I think it worries me a little bit that you might have someone who doesn't want anyone to learn about that. And so I don't know if they're just going to hear everyone's complaints and then there's going to be some kind of discussion, because I can't imagine, you know, obviously they can't enact what everyone has an issue with. Otherwise, they would probably end up
having nothing.
Anything.
Yeah, they would have nothing.
I'm just thinking, if I was a parent and someone else who didn't have children was either adding something to my child's curriculum or taking or keeping something out of the curriculum, like that great example about health, I'd be furious. I really would. I'd be furious. But then again, if it's public school, non-resident, non-parents are also paying taxes to support those schools.
Yeah, it's about taxes.
So you can make that argument, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough one.
Public school, how much input do parents really get? I mean, if they got a lot, will we still be teaching stuff that we're teaching today? I mean,
should
we still be doing Common Core?
Is there any happy medium here, or is it either all
or
none?
I mean, it seems to me that, like, with my, but at least knowing it, like, what my mom dealt with in LA Unified School District for 30 years, It was not about what parents were telling her to teach. It was she had to teach to a test, and that was so frustrating to her because there was the government and unions and the school system telling her what to teach.
Well, that's the only good part I see is that maybe with more parental input, they'll stop teaching to exams because I feel like maybe they can switch the curriculum up a little bit, but I don't know. I just feel
they're going to have to hire an unbiased and qualified hearing officer to review complaints.
Because that's my only issue is parents, I feel like, are going to be too biased about, you know, what's too hard for their kids or what they don't want their kid to learn or something like that to make it actually objective.
Jen, do you think your mom, being a lifelong teacher, do you think she would be more open to having parental opinion about curriculum? Or do you think she would find that that would be
I think
another...
she would have been excited to have some parental opinion. I think most of the time parents don't really care. I think, there are a few parents who care, and they might be loud. But I think all in all, I don't think parents care, especially when you get to high school. I mean, the only time that I think you hear any squawking is when it comes to maybe someone's religious beliefs about whether or not a certain type of, you know, sex ed should be taught or whatever. But, she was always wanting more people. I mean, I remember she would go to school for parent-teacher night, and she had to do it twice a year. And it wasn't until she started teaching more advanced placement and honors classes where she'd actually get some parents showing up. But when she was teaching basic level stuff, she would get maybe, you know, she'd have 200 kids, and maybe she'd get 20 parents that would come and see her.
Maybe. All right, good food for thought. Here's something else that's good food for a thought at 46 past the hour. If you're hiring, have your own company, have your own business, have your own work, you want somebody that fits in, that will come from the same place style-wise, perhaps intellectually, experience-wise, you can explain what it is that you want. Who do you want to hire? What kind of employer you're looking for when you use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. It's different at ZipRecruiter, that's for sure. The other job sites just give you the opportunity to post whatever you have. With ZipRecruiter, they're much more interactive, and they'll help you find that qualified candidate in just 24 hours with one click. You describe the job, send it to ZipRecruiter, then it goes everywhere else. So within 24 hours, you'll be able to screen, rate, and manage all the candidates that come through the ZipRecruiter dashboard. Why not do it this way? You're hiring? Make a difference what big or small your needs are. Use ZipRecruiter. Been used by businesses of all sizes for a long time. Find the qualified job candidate fast. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV allows you to use ZipRecruiter free the first time, so you'll see how well it'll work. Post your job on ZipRecruiter.com/DJV one more time. Try it free. Get the production you need. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-707-8439. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-707-8439. 800-707-8439. That's 800-707-8439.
Be happy you're not doing the television report with this television reporter who was vomited on during her coverage of the Iron Man competition. It was very hot.
It's in L.A., yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. And
Wendy Birch. So the Iron Man means they run a mile, they swim a mile, and then they drink a six-pack of beer.
Right.
And she was out on the beach, and she stopped and saw one woman vomiting, and then she turned and got thrown up on herself by some guy.
10 before the hour.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Money Pit Time, the gentleman who is the author, along with Leslie Segretti, of that fabulous book, My Home, My Money Pit, and brings you from stem to stern. Yeah, Tom Kreidler is here. I was thinking yesterday of doing, I'm going to, when I've straightened out some things on my big farm, I'm going to build myself a house there.
Okay.
And I was thinking that as I was driving to another fellow's house who has he lives in a pretty affluent community. And so we were talking about this when I delivered some hay to him last night about farm elegance. And
farm
it seems
two words that typically do not go together.
Do not go together. No. But for people who are involved in designing a home, if they use, I guess I would like to start with the basics, if we can, in just a moment. Do you go to an architect? Do you look for ideas in a book? What do you do if you're just trying to build a house from scratch? We'll get your advice. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Radio program right after these words.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom?
Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. According to a Bank of America survey, more than half of Americans plan to travel for business or pleasure this summer. Happiness expert Sean Acor explains how with smart planning and the right destination, you can maximize the joy of your summer travel. Happiness expert Sean Acor.
Everyone has their favorite summer memory, that family trip to the beach or a visit to a ballpark. The memories we make through travel inspire and rejuvenate us for months and even years. And whether your destination is Michigan or Madagascar, with the right planning and the right mindset, happiness is possible wherever and whenever you decide to go. A huge part of planning your travel is to make sure that you have the right rewards credit cards so you're not restricted where and when you can travel. With my Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, I can earn an unlimited 1.5 points on every dollar I spend, and I'm not limited with blackout dates or restrictions. And that makes me happy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
All right, 56 past the hour. Tom Kreitler, I refer to him lovingly as Tommy the K, here from the Home Improvement Radio program, Money Pit at moneypit.com. So, if you are building a home from scratch,
yep.
What do you, I'm sure they get people who call you all the time at 888-MONEY-PIT who have questions about things like this. If you, do you go to a book? Do you talk to an architect? Do you, how do you start that process?
Well, I think you have to have some sense as to the size and the style of home you want, but I definitely think you need to use an architect for a lot of good reasons. First of all, as much as you think you know about building a house, there are a lot of pitfalls that an architect can keep you out of and hence save you money. And secondly, once that set of plans is done, you can use that as specifications for hiring contractors and know that everyone you talk to is basically bidding kind of apples to apples instead of apples mm-hmm. to oranges on the project itself. I think trying to build a house without using a professional architect is just not a smart way to go.
It isn't. Okay.
It's a again. Small expense in the scope of things, Doug, and it really makes a big difference.
I remember using an architect to build the first house that I built 40 years ago, and it was like $6,000 to get the drawings. It cost $9,000 to get it framed and $6,000. Does that sound right? I remember those two. I remember the total amount, and I remember those two numbers.
I don't know. I helped some folks around my area when they were visiting architects to rebuild after Sandy, and those numbers were more like the $2,500 to $7,500 range.
Really?
You know, depending on the size and scope of the house. So, yeah, I just think it's a good idea to do that and make sure it's set up right to begin with. It's
right.
easier to make your changes on paper.
Oh, yeah.
Take shape, you know?
Right. Remember when I built the addition onto the house there 10 years ago? They put things up, and I said, no, I don't like that. Take it down. We didn't ever have any plans. We had pictures, but we had no plans.
I mean, today with technology, you can see 3D versions of everything.
Yeah.
You know,
Here's listener Don, who has an air conditioning problem. Mm-hmm. It seems that it runs all the time. That house doesn't seem cool. Uh-huh. What do we do? What's the problem?
Well, one of the things that you might want to do, Don, is check the temperature of the supply and the return register. If the difference between the two is between 12 and 20 degrees, that's normal. If it's not, then you need a service. Also, make sure you're getting return airflow. Easy way to do that at the return duct is to hold up a tissue. If it pulls into the return duct, that's a good flow. So here's a couple of places to get started.
All right. Start by using some common sense, most anything else, but measure. Yeah, that makes good sense. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit at 59 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.